Park City closed on the purchase of Bonanza Flat June 15th with a price tag of $38 million, 13 of which had to be raised after Park City voters approved a $25 million bond. Councilmember Andy Behrman was an advocate for the purchase of the nearly 1,400 acres of open space. He says things are moving along with the property as expected.
We knew it'd take about a year to get a conservation easement on that, and they spent the whole summer doing monitoring, looking at all the ecosystems, and that's what this report was about. It was an evaluation of ecological health up there and what the current uses are. We're going to continue to do that through the winter because it's a very different season, very different uses, and then in the spring, we're going to craft an easement. But in the meantime, we've been meeting. We've got both a group of governmental entities that contributed to this, and then we have a technical stakeholders groups. And both of those groups are meeting and giving feedback to the city and Utah Open Lands, as well as COSAC. And it's going to be complicated to craft this. We really need to get it right. That was a big purchase for the city. It's important to a lot of people, and we're going to take our time and make sure and dial it in. But I want to continue to remind people, we bought it with the understanding that it was for preservation. That is the first and most important element of this.
During public comment, a couple of people asked council to not ban their favorite pastime, snowmobiling.
Snowmobile use on that property has been illegal for a very long time. It's a no trespassing, and the fact that people have been illegally using it doesn't mean that we're taking anything away. Our plan at this point is status quo, which it will continue to be not an allowed use there, and we will have some degree of monitoring. I'm not sure what degree of policing we'll have.
The truth of the matter is that Bonanza Flat was privately owned. Any unauthorized activity, including skiing, was illegal. But the owners never complained. KPCW reminded Behrman people in and around Park City love to ski there.
Those of us who, at one point used to just be able to ski up there and enjoy it. And now with the gate, and the gate is now up, and if you don't pay the $400 or whatever it is, you don't get to access it. Is there going to be some kind of area where city residents could? Is that discussion happening?
I hope so. I think that's there's a lot of back and forth on trying to keep the seasonality up there and not over loving it. And I too love to ski up there. And I think as the seasons get shorter here, it really extends our Nordic season and gives us a beautiful setting. So I think that will be one of the big discussion points over the next couple of months. In the meantime, you can ski up the road and access it this winter. And there is some talk that we might put in a little bit of track to try it out. But I think this winter would be premature to have anything formal set up. We'll know by next summer what we're going to do for the following winter.
Council will receive another report regarding Bonanza Flat in March. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.